President Mugabe told thousands of people who gathered at the National Shrine today to mark Heroes Day that foreign values should not be smuggled into the proposed governing charter, adding that the constitutional referendum will only be held once all bottlenecks have been cleared. The two MDC formations in the unity government have endorsed the COPAC draft in its current form, saying there was an incremental gain in some democratic principles and in the protection of human rights, although the parties say they have their own reservations on many clauses. On the other hand, ZANU-PF says it is not happy with a number of issues in the draft that it wants to be renegotiated, but the two MDCs say the doors are now shut.
Our constitution should unashamedly reflect Zimbabwean values and principles, no less and no more. Once there is a consensus, the draft will be subjected to a referendum. During the referendum, people will be afforded the opportunity to vote for the adoption or rejection of the proposed constitution. It is our expectation that elections will follow soon after the referendum.
Mr. Mugabe said Zimbabweans should prepare for elections soon after the completion of the constitution-making process and urged political parties to campaign peacefully ahead of those polls.
Let us fully embrace peaceful, tolerant, and non-violent ways of campaigning before, during, and after the actual conduct of elections. Let us be a peaceful nation.
As has become the norm on such gatherings, Mr. Mugabe criticized sanctions imposed by the West on him and some senior ZANU-PF officials for allegedly violating human rights and election rigging, saying they were hurting the growth of the country's economy.
Our steady economic recovery efforts have been severely retarded, particularly by the calculated refusal for Zimbabwe to access critical concessionary financing facilities. We continue to call for the unconditional lifting of these illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mugabe's supporters, who were in the crowd, booed Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai as he was being introduced by Co-Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi, prompting the president to restrain them in his speech. He said Zimbabweans should learn to tolerate divergent political views, adding that a free Zimbabwe is what freedom fighters fought for during the liberation struggle of the 1970s. The president also warned new farmers who are leasing their properties to former white commercial farmers that they risk losing their farms if they continue to do so. He said farmers engaged in such activities are reversing the gains of the armed struggle. Zimbabwe attained its independence in 1980 after a protracted war with the colonial settler regime of Ian Douglas Smith. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.